Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. In its 2007 report, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, pointed to significant global warming in the next 20 years with many attendant impacts such as sea level rise, increased intensity and frequency of storm, acidification, changes in current, changes in polar regions, with differential aspects being experienced in different regions of the world. The scientific community has provided research and generated a consensus concern that has been acknowledged by nations and indeed by the award of a Nobel Prize. Nonetheless, over the past 8 years, this concern has been challenged and compromised by political interventions that have gone so far as to modify documents and recommendations to serve a contrary agenda. The new American administration of Barack Obama is seeking to redress those actions and to define a new policy position on climate nationally and internationally. The IPCC has also brought urgent attention to the growing climate divide that exists between the developed and developing world, where the impacts will be most readily felt. As the IPCC chairman has noted, it's the poorest of the poor in the world, and this includes the poor people even in prosperous societies who are going to be the worst hit, as people who are poor are the least equipped to be able to adapt, and this becomes a global responsibility. Developing nations in Africa, which account for less than 3% of global carbon emissions, and Asia, will be the most affected. Major Asian population centers at low elevations include Mumbai, India, Shanghai, China, Jakarta, Indonesia, Tokyo, Japan, and Dhaka, Bangladesh. The five most vulnerable countries are China, India, Bangladesh, Vietnam, and Indonesia. The most vulnerable countries with the largest land area are the Russian Federation, Canada, the United States, China, and Indonesia. The impact of climate will be especially significant in the small island states, with sea level rise, beach erosion, coral bleaching, freshwater reduction, and population displacement. Some nations, such as Kiribati, are already at risk to sea level rise, with present conditions suggesting total inundation within a generation. Climate change will also have significant effects on ocean biodiversity, related human health and security issues such as drinking water, coastal agriculture and fisheries, and the emergence and spread of disease. Researchers suggest possible extinction one quarter of the world's species and the dislocation and death of hundreds of millions of people as a result of these changes. The outcome may be further measured by overwhelmed disaster response and management, weak and fragmented states, collapsed coastal economies, the migration of environmental refugees, human rights violation, local and regional violence, and war. These are extreme circumstances, to be sure, but they are likely should we not take steps to analyze the causes, adapt to or mitigate the situation, and define changes in individual, regional, national, and international behaviors to prevent further consequence of failed policy and action. We have equivocated far too long. 8 years of denial, obfuscation, and irresponsibility that have brought us closer and closer to disaster. As with Katrina, when such an event strikes near, our inadequacy is revealed by confused, insufficient response, empty justifications, and lack of accountability, all functions of the rejected prediction, no planning, no execution, no accountability, no governance. We have already faced the climate divide at home, in the most developed nation on Earth. And to our ocean, and to our ignorance, we have lost a city. We will discuss this issue and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.